So the stage is on this, like it's a rectangle, right? All stages. And on the side, right, from our angle, you see this bald guy look like very dark. It's like exactly as dark as this, honestly. Like behind the board, the soundboard.
Yeah.
You can see some guy there, but you don't know who it is. Then Andre suddenly talking. Then he said, then he was talking, suddenly talking about Triple H. Then he talked about Triple H, then he talked the story about Triple H. Asked, do you all want to meet him?
Yeah.
Then he like, psych! Then he played Triple H theme song, then Triple H had to come out.
Wow.
So apparently he pranked Triple H.
Yeah.
Oh, Triple H wasn't supposed to come out.
Triple H came to watch his show.
Triple H came to watch the Undertaker's show. And Undertaker, one day, what he did was, so there's this famous, so if you follow wrestling, there's a famous prank where, you know, there's Booker T.
Yeah.
He does this thing where he like does the spinner Rooney or something, you know, if you know. So it's like a stunt. So there was a gag in WWE, right, where Undertaker had a character that was very serious. And he was like, camera on, panna, like if he's on TV, he does not break character. Break character, na, like he doesn't
smile.
Laugh.
Smile.
Doesn't smile. Because Undertaker doesn't smile. And the so the whole locker room in 2002 or 2003, they came out to the ring after recording, after the show finished already. Like, so WWE has these segments after the show's finished where they like just interact with the audiences for fun. The whole locker room came out and tried to get Undertaker to break character.
Try to make him smile.
Who is this locker room?
Triple H, The Rock, Vince McMahon, everyone. They come and try to break Undertaker. The video is actually very funny. Then Undertaker like this trying not to laugh. Then he told the camera also, like, I think Vince McMahon was the one leading the charge. Then he said, Vince, if I come back there and you're still there, run. So Triple H came out. Then Undertaker thought with Triple H coming out, the Triple H was going to help him.
Because Triple H at that time was a heel. Heel Naka was the bad guy. So he thought Triple H was going to come and, you know, beat him up, then, you know, throw over or something. That was the concept.
So Undertaker was thinking, okay, Triple H at the time, Naka Patron. But Triple H came and joined him. So he said, if I remember, he said something like, well, what's the matter? Your balls not here or something. The Undertaker was like, so Undertaker said, so now he called Triple H, all right. Then he said, this is for when you did this in 2002.
Okay.
Payback. So it's quite nice because like it's like they just lepaki, you know, like, so it's like just storytelling.
Why we mentioned that he's a closet Tamil, or he's a Tamil, right? Basically what he did, bottle, he pour, he kadikiran, and he's talking about old time stories. What is he missing? He's banging the table. Really? He's like,
you really pakka Tamil.
Pakka Tamil.
Some of the thani is JD then, like,
I didn't finish the bottle or something.
It was quite interesting. Like, to me, was I would say grateful, like for me, like
finally managed to meet these people.
Yeah, like for me, like I'm not into idolizing people, but at the age where I was idolizing people, he and Steven Gerrard were the only two people I idolized.
Steven Gerrard thought that.
Yeah, so like this one was like I would say
bucket list check la.
No la, cause I don't have a bucket list per se, but it was more like a significant moment never thought would happen. So I would say grateful la. Cause I mean, as deep as it may sound, in my perspective was like to have the ability to in the matter of event to be able to have the means to ang poi paathu to that, right, is not something that you should take for granted.
I think to me, right, what was special about that is Undertaker in a prison talking with alcohol.
Oh, that's a once in a lifetime experience.
Exactly. I don't think you'll get this in like US. I don't think you'll get this anywhere else.
Correct.
Unless he decides to do another prison show. But Undertaker in a prison with alcohol. He didn't even sit during the show, you know?
Yeah, he didn't sit.
Anga or a chair in the show.
So is it a live prison or like a...
No, it's
not right.
It's the Fremantle prison.
It's a heritage site.
Heritage site.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he didn't even sit down on the chair. He was... I mean, credits to the Perth crowd. They were like awesome. Okay, they were like hype and so awesome.
Sold out, no? Sold out. Sold out show. For like one person only.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Was Fahan there? Your
Fahan didn't go for this.
Yeah, no, he did.
He did. Oh yeah, he was at the back. He was at the back. Yeah.
He was a friend who went.
Yes.
Interesting. Yes. So it was a good moment. Like, it was a nice.
Yeah. But yeah, but for me was the idea that I could do it to go there. Like, I was telling him at that time, so he asked me how I felt. Because I think my close friends know that, like, to me, it's like that guy was like a. So I think at that time also I told him, to me I was just grateful lah. I didn't. So for you, if you could see Alex Ferguson, or if you had someone in that stature in your childhood, are they?
To what, like, to just I think it's Ronaldo lah.
Cristiano.
That's the only person I will like really go.
Not Giggs or
Keane. No, Cristiano.
But you already saw Ronaldo. Why? You did this. He did this. I was beside you.
You would, I was like in. I want to record, but then like I think you
your
know
eyes lah.
No, yeah. I want to press record. Context and then like US Singapore. The
UA
back in 2020
game, right?
Yeah. 2019 or 2020.
2019.
Before
COVID
lah. Before COVID. Juventus versus.
Pre-season.
The pre-season tour. So, Singapore வந்து Juventus வந்திருக்காங்க and few other teams, Tottenham versus Juventus. So, நானும் யுவா போயிருந்தோம். So, அது I think was Ronaldo's first pre-season game. So, long story short, வந்து Ronaldo played and then he scored the first goal. So, I think it was a tap-in, but it was quite... Nicely, வந்து he was in the right place at the right time and then he just tapped in. So he came to our corner and then did the Sioux celebration. That was like, you know, the bucket list and the I had to, if I had to take something right, that was one thing, that was the thing in my bucket list I wanted to see. For him to score a goal, for me to look at the, my opinion, the greatest player of all time. And then, nama pakkathula vandhuttu, then he had to like do celebration. Yeah. So that for me was like peak.
Pinnacle moment.
Pinnacle moment. Like, nothing can top that lah. Yeah, but on that note, right, I was watching... இந்த வாரத்தில் ஐ வாஸ் வாட்சிங் திஸ் ஸ்கை ஸ்பாட்ஸ் வந்து அவங்களுக்கு ஒரு பாட்காஸ்ட் இருக்கு இட்ஸ் கால் த ஓவர்லேப்
அவர்ஸ் கேரி நேவல் சொல்கிறேன்
கேரி நேவல் ஸோ அந்த ஓவர்லேப்ல இன்னொரு பாட்காஸ்ட் லைக் ஒரு லைக் தியர் ஓன் பாட்காஸ்ட் ஷோ இருக்கு இட்ஸ் கால் ஸ்டிக் டு ஃபுட்பால் ஸோ இந்த வாரம் வந்து இது மெனிஷ் டு இன்டர்வியூ ஐ திங்க் நோ யுவர் வெரி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டைம் ஐ திங்க் ஆஃப்டர் ஹி காட் செக் வாஸ் தி மெனிஷ் டு இன்டர்வியூ ஓலே
சோஷியல்
So I think it was a good, nice, 1 hour podcast, 1 hour plus 1 hour, 15 minutes podcast. And the number of, and the things they talk about is just reminiscing his management tenure at Man United lah. All the things that went wrong. And for me as a Man United fan, right, it felt very sad. There were a lot of sad moments lah because I think what the headlines said, I think it's quite accurate. Looking back, signing Ronaldo and him coming back Ole himself coming back to the club shouldn't have happened.
He said it was the right decision at that moment.
Looking back, it shouldn't have happened. It was my conclusion way before when I heard this. It shouldn't happen.
I watched it. It was actually very... open.
Yeah,
very
open.
That's when I found that Roy Keane actually drove to
Ole's he drove house, up 8 hours.
8 hours.
Ole.
Yeah. Once he got fired. Yeah. Sort of like console him and cheer him up. Like, fuck, this is actually a fucking legendary
very good
captain.
Friends, yeah. Really captain material.
This is like captain material.
Really good. Roy Keane. I mean, if you look at Roy Keane, right, there's a lot of times where I watch the Paria Sky videos where they do their best five. This team versus best five that team. And now when it comes to Roy Keane, he could never be objective. And I don't mean this in a bad way. His words are verbatim. If there's another player and a player that he played with, that he likes and respects, I was told, I don't know, he's my boy.
Yeah. Very strong sense of loyalty.
I can't so pick someone like,
maybe avangalukku vandu objective irukirathu is who they spend time with la, and that matters to them more.
Roy Keane is very old fashioned human in that sense.
Correct.
There's no favorite, like there's favoritism but it's like brotherly,
very brotherly favoritism.
Correct.
Ni like ni kashtathil irundha he will be with you.
Yeah,
that kind of
I respect.
I honestly like valandita பிறகு யூனோ ஈவன் அட் தட் டைம் ஐ ரெஸ்பெக்ட் ராய் கீன்லா வித் இன் மை யங் பாய் மைண்ட் செட் ஐ நெவர் ஹேட்டட் ராய்
கீன் ஐ நெவர் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் த இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ராய் கீன் அன்டில்
ஐ யூ கெட் ஓல்டர் யூ ரியலைஸ் ராய் கீனோட சிக்னிஃபிகன்ஸ் பிகாஸ் யங் டைம் வந்து யூ வில் பி கிராவிடேட்டட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் கோல் ஸ்கோரர்ஸ்
தி ஃப்ளஷி பிளேயர்ஸ்
அண்ட் ஆல் தட் யூ டோன்ட் ரியலைஸ் தி க்ளூ தட் ஹெல் எவ்ரிதிங்
அந்த இன்டர்வியூ பார்த்தப்போ இவந்தோ த தீம் அந்த இன்டர்வியூவோட பாட்காஸ்டோட தீம் வந்து கொஞ்சம் சேடாக இருந்தா இட் வாஸ் நைஸ் டு லிசன் டு இட் பிகாஸ் ஃபார் த பாஸ்ட் ஃபியூ மந்த்ஸ் ஆக்சுவலி ஃபார் பாஸ்ட் ஐ ஹேவன் பீன் கீப்பிங் அப் மச் வித் ஃபுட்பால் ஆக்சுவலி பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஐ நீட் டு ஹேவ் அ ஸ்டெடி ருட்டீன் அது ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஸோ லைக் லைக் வீடியோ வீடியோ ஃபுட்பால் பார்க்குறது ஐ கேன் நாட் ரெடி ஸோ அண்ட் ஆல்சோ திங்ஸ் ஹேப்பனிங் அவுட் ஆஃப் த வேர்ல்ட் ரைட் ரியலி அஃபெக்டட் மீ ஸோ I lost some interest already like I'm looking things at a more humanitarian point of view already but yeah this interview is actually very enlightening I think everyone should listen to it
it was as a Liverpool fan right I thought
Carragher was there also like
no as a Liverpool fan I thought that was like it's nice
it's nice
lah you know what I think we should do now like you know it's like I don't know, maybe 20 years down the road. I don't know where our podcast would be 20 years down the road, right? But
2044, okay.
If we are still all around, hopefully, that should. And, you know, like, we should do that kind of a podcast where, you know, all of us get together.
I think...
Round table.
They don't care whether the camera recording or not. Ana appa avanga paattukide pesittu irundanga. They were exchanging food.
We're doing now.
Yeah, correct. So
we know. Yeah. It's not within the four of us. We get actually our group.
Yeah.
I think we should get our group.
Yes, just talk.
Talk about the stupid shit you have done.
Even though you don't publish, right? We just keep that copy for ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good one for the archive.
Okay, so your answer was Ronaldo la.
Ronaldo, hands down. Any other? Is there any other?
Any other non-football people? Because I know about your football fandom and Ronaldo, all that, but these are things that I know already. I mean, I had no idea that Ronaldo was the be-all and all, but any other ones other than football? Okay, maybe I make it easier for you.
No, I wanted to say someone historical.
Okay.
There's this person called Salahuddin Ayyubi.
Okay.
So, தெரியாதவர்களுக்கு வந்து ஹி ஃபார் முஸ்லீம்ஸ் ரைட் ஹீ இஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ லைக் லிபரேட்டட் ஜெருசலம் ஃப்ரம் த க்ரூசேடர்ஸ் வாய் ஹி வாஸ் ஹீ ஸோ ஃபேமஸ் இஸ் ஹவு ஹி ட்ரீட்டட் இஸ் எனிமீஸ் த மோஸ்ட் கம்பேஷன் அண்ட் லாட் ஆஃப் ரெஸ்பெக்ட் வென் ஹீ கான்கர்ட் ஜெருசலம் ரைட் ஸோ யூஸ்வலி வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன் யூஸ்வலி இன் கன்வென்ஷனல் வார்ஃபேர் பீப்புள் கெட் கீல் even the civilians children all get killed in this context when he captured Jerusalem right he just told everyone got the every woman child soldier knight you all can go back to your lands with protection or your temples or your synagogues mosques churches won't be destroyed so that kind of like chivalry stood out to me lah so if I had to meet someone like that right I would spend a long time like just getting picking to know that person. Playing. Doesn't have to be him, but someone similar to him. La. So it's quite rare to see in today's day and age that kind of chivalry and the honor, respect. Yeah.
Things that annoy you.
Things that annoy me. Yeah. If Haracho, okay, yeah, kabel la pating na like, na ellathiyum like ulunga adik vechirpen and no one should touch it. Only me. If someone like messes even one inch right, I get very irritated. It's like someone like messing something inside my brain.
I get it.
And the cupboard la vandu na eppadi adiki vechirpenna is a reflection of how I process it in my brain.
How you box it in your brain.
How you ease of use, how you, what you pick first.
Yeah, yeah, correct, correct. Safe, so, yeah. Expensive perfume lah pinnadi irukum. More daily use perfume, perfume lah munnadi irukum. Munnadi irukum. So, to be, in marriage life, right, you have to adjust with this kind of with adjustments to, yes, this kind of
yes,
situation, right? Maybe Mani Vandi, she'll take something and then she will use, because yeah, Mani Vandi, she likes to use my what do you call that, attar perfume. It's not the spray, you won't spray, but you need to apply to your arm, yeah, and then like maybe rub it to, on your pulse, mm-hmm, points. She likes to use it lah. She'll use and then she'll put anyhow. So it really irritated me. So I had to tell her, like, can you put properly? And don't use the more expensive ones. It's like that. Like, I'm just programmed like that.
Things that annoy
What you. Is your pet peeve?
Similar to you, but I won't say. For me, it's table. Table and cupboard. So I don't...
Same lah.
Even if it's messy, I know everything is...
Yeah, correct. No one should touch.
Yeah. So, okay, but I won't say the same answer, but I feel your pain. But for me, I hate getting interrupted.
Okay.
I fucking hate it. Aside to that is I hate having to repeat myself because I got interrupted.
Shit, yeah.
I'll just give up. Yeah, I'd rather not talk and not have my points and put in the effort to talk again. If you live with me, you know, it's not superficial like FIFA interrupted or whatnot. You live with me, you know how annoyed I can get with regards to being interrupted.
I understand.
I'll just walk away. And that will be the most annoying thing for the family
members.
Because in a pace like the key, I have to summon so much energy to talk, and, right?
Yeah. It's not easy.
The to get interrupted, I say, what am I? Stop. For you?
Please don't make it about food.
No, it's not about food. I think, I don't know whether this is a pet peeve, but being judged without understanding who I really am. I get judged a lot for who I am.
That's very long term pet peeve.
I don't know.
That can happen to anyone. But yeah.
Interrupted also, but like that's a very like a long... example, I mean, it takes a while to get to that pet peeve.
So example.
Like anything... more short-term.
Like, for example, the sloppiness.
People judge you to be sloppy, but...
But actually, they don't know you.
Okay. That's...
No, but that's like a universal pet peeve, ma. Nobody likes being judged.
I suppose.
But some people can tolerate their cupboard being messed up.
Okay, maybe... I generally don't like people who are rude or confrontational immediately, you know, like...
Very... There's a word for it. Provocative. Is it provocative?
No, not... abrasive.
Forward. Abrasive. Yeah, I think abrasive, maybe.
I don't know. But I do not like that. Like, I feel like...
Examples? Example of a statement that an abrasive person would make.
Okay, I can't give you an example about a statement. I can give you an example about the action.
Okay.
You look at a cashier, for example.
Okay.
Simple things like, good morning, can I get a coffee? I'm going to give you the change, thank you. It's fine, it's normal. Can I get a coffee, please, that's all. It's like, coffee, then you throw the money. I've seen this example before. They throw the money and they expect the cashier to pick up and all that. Fuck that, I really want to curb storm the fucker.
If it happens to you or like to third person, even
to
third person.
To a third person also.
I get it, I agree, but I can't think of pet peeve really.
I can't think of personal pet peeve. I don't know. I don't really have.
That means as a friend, I encourage you to do more introspective thinking.
I know. I had this question asked quite a lot recently, but.
Let's confirm something. For sure. Everybody has. There's no one who doesn't have a pet peeve.
I can't think of any.
Since ni realize panlen, I think, let's say, which is going that you don't know yet. Maybe based on what I observe, there are a few things, but maybe what I would say is... indecisiveness, maybe. Indecisiveness, you tend to get triggered. more than... It's very similar to me, but I think Sharif Vande can handle indecisiveness more than in both of us. And you might get annoyed, especially if it's in a work context. I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying it's a pet peeve. Maybe. Maybe that or... one other pet peeve I've not pet peeve, but I know that you don't like talking when you're hungry.
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay.
So that's a pet peeve.
Wow. Okay, fair enough. Fair
that's
enough.
Actually a pet peeve.
Yeah, actually, when I'm, I mean, when you said no food, I completely. Yeah. But yeah, when I'm hungry, just
yeah. I noticed you don't like to talk when you're hungry.
Yeah. When I'm hungry, don't come near me. Like I legitimately.
Well, you're part of now.
I'll
pitch it.
Oh, and Barif doesn't like people bumping into him.
Oh yeah, actually.
Ah, really,
Oh yeah, actually, that's a pet peeve. No, I'm not joking. Like, you come and poke me, right? I will fucking rip your head.
I disagree. He's the nicest, unhappy to be bumped into guy.
Why?
Romba Peter. Okay. So in Perth, I saw real life what happened. He just turned around and stared, and he walked back. That's complete opposite from I rip your head off, by the way.
Hey, Monday, I was actually thinking about it. I was actually hungry. I had hungry checks in me. I had a priority there.
The fella turned back. He was like,
I saw the whole thing. Like, I saw the whole thing.
I mean, I can't see distance, but I saw.
My reaction was, "Enna my cover, ma."
No, I'm like, I don't even know why you bump into me. Like, okay, I understand I'm fat, I'm big size, but fucking hell, the pavement is so big, fuck. I'm not as big as the pavement, am I?
No, all places, right? Your path, you have to cross the
world. What do I
do, I saw, you know, I don't know how to do it. I was on, it's like the Prabhu Deva and the comedy, the Vadiveli, Woodman and
it's
I will rip his head off. Woodman and
I mean, in my mind, I was
no, real life is this. Because you cannot see properly, right?
Exactly.
Like, look at him. It's not Mike. Angry, ah.
And I'm passy. In my head, I was ready ripping his head off.
Call, rip your head off, call.
In my head, I was ripping his head off. To my defense.
No, but yeah, actually, I don't I understand, like, crowded places, you bump into each other. I get it. Someone to me, lamas.
Goodness.
Yeah. But I agree with the hungry part. Yeah. The, like, when I'm hungry, don't like
interesting, guy. Interesting.
Yeah.
I would say that one, most of the time, people and they pasiya irundha konjam hangry nu oru term irukke, which I think all of us have, but I saw yours, particularly you shut down.
Yeah.
So I think we can attribute that as
thank
your
you.
Pet peeve. So as your friend, I think I know you better than you know yourself.
On but that note,
but it's okay. Don't rip my head off.
On that note, we end the episode.
Bye-bye.